So tell me about iTalk. What is iTalk?
So iTalk as a whole is a communications practicum that's focused on event planning and speech giving. So we have three different events we put on each semester. They're called We Talk, They Talk, and then iTalk. And that's the one I'm over. I am the speech coach and the event planner for this semester. So iTalk's a lot of fun. It's a lot like TED, where you have people come up with a lot of different ideas, and they usually challenge the norm. So you're learning something new, you're seeing different perspectives, and it's, you know, about an hour or two. So it's within the realm of a TED event.
So who will be speaking at iTalk?
We have five speakers, and they're all students here. Most of them are comm department, but we also have a few English majors in there. And this year, we're focused on mental health, just because we had all of our speakers auditioned for mental anxiety and abuse and all sorts of, like, mental issues. And so we focused our theme around that.
So there's five speakers, most of them in the comm department. Mm-hmm. How long has iTalk been around, do you know?
Not very long. If I remember right, this is its sixth or seventh semester of existence. So it's relatively new.
And so how did you get involved with iTalk?
Well, I love public speaking. It's always been something that's really enjoyable for me. And Brother Embry, who's one of the comm teachers, mentioned it one day, and I just kind of got excited about it. So I went there, and I participated in both They Talk, which is a debate, and I Talk, which is what I'm running now, and I just had such a blast. It was so much fun. And so this is only my second semester in the practicum, and I decided to apply for leadership. And so that's why now I'm the coach and the event manager.
So you said that you're the coach. What exactly does that mean?
It means a lot of things. And as a speech coach, it's kind of what you want it to be. So my version of doing speech coaching is I select who my speakers are going to be. So we hold auditions. And then from there, I have to cut down to how many speakers I think we can speak for. I assign them times for how long they can speak based on their topic and how much information I think they have to share. And then by the end of the semester, I'll have met with them for 30 hours probably total between, you know, sub-weekly meetings where I meet with them one-on-one. We talk about their idea, we talk about their outlines, how they feel about their speech, what direction they want to go. And as we get closer, they'll be giving their presentations to me, and I'll be giving them, like, tips on how they're presenting, what their PowerPoints look like, you know, how they're dressed, maybe they want to try this direction or do this or that. And then as we get to the rehearsal, that's when we really, like, crack down on, this is exactly what you need to do. This is how we want this to be. This is your order for the event. And then while they're on the stage, I'll either be emceeing or I'll be in the background making sure they're running smoothly, they have their headsets, they know how to work them, things like that.
So it sounds like there's a lot of kind of prep work, and you said you'd meet with them for about 30 hours. How do you prepare yourself to do that on top of, you know, working or going to school and things like that? Because that sounds like a lot for one practicum class.
Oh, it is a lot. It's all about time management, I think. So one of the things I try to do with both my management team and my speakers is give them as much time as I possibly can have, because I'm taking a lot of credits, I'm doing a lot of events, and I'm working. And so I have a very tight schedule. I know they have a tight schedule. And so we try and arrange things where I meet them right after a practicum class, or, you know, they can call me or they'll text me like, hey, I have this idea, what do you think of it? And they'll give them a little bit of feedback, or they'll send me their drafts and be like, hey, look at this. So we find ways to communicate, and it's just about knowing what they need, because I have some speakers who need more from me. They don't really have a good grasp on their idea, and so I'm there for them to bounce off ideas, to try and help steer them in a good direction, give them tips about things, whereas there's others who they just kind of have it down, and all they need, like, for me is just kind of check the box. I met with you, it sounds good, you're good to go, just keep going.
So do we know, you said that the theme is kind of mental health and things like that. Are there specific topics yet for each talk?
There are, yeah. So there is a wide range. We're having one lady talk about her experiences with emotional abuse and how to recognize it and what it is like to be someone who has been emotionally abused. And then we have a guy talking about social anxiety and his experience with that and how he has to live with it, but also how to make it work for you. Then we have another girl talking about suffering productively, which I won't spoil what that means because it's a really fascinating idea. And then we have someone else talking about dealing and learning to sympathize with people who have a mental illness. just from her own experiences with her sister who has bipolar disorder. And then the last one, we have talking about the importance of nothing. Like, why, if you don't have something, it makes all the difference.
Well, those all sound pretty interesting. How did you guys come up with mental health and mental illness as kind of the overall theme?
Well, this semester, it came naturally. So when I did it last semester, I was talking about autism, and there's another girl talking about sign language, and someone else talking about depression, and then there's somebody else talking about The Hobbit. And, like, so there's, like, all over the place. But this semester, it just worked, because all the best speakers that we had and all the people I really loved were talking about mental illness of some kind. And so it was just natural to be, like, talking about mental illness.
That's really cool. It just worked out like that. So tell me about you a little bit. What's your major? And you said you enjoy public speaking and, I guess, event managing and things like that. Mm-hmm. What do you hope to do with this?
Well, I'm currently majoring in organizational communications and advocacy, which is kind of a long title. But in essence, what it means is I could go two ways. I can either work with nonprofits and do kind of advocacy work, which is kind of self-explanatory, or I can work with organizations and help them determine how they can be more effective, what's wrong, why their business is failing, things like that. And I've always been one who loves to advocate for people. My big one is autism, just because I've had a lot of experience with people I know and love who have it. And so my big hope and dream is to have some kind of a career in a nonprofit organization where I can either work their social media or I can set up their event management and do events to help build awareness.
For iTalk, how many people usually attend this event?
We usually have between 150 and 200, depending on what we're doing. But last semester, we implemented Facebook Live, which has been phenomenal. So we had 170 people who showed up to the event I spoke at, and we had another 170 watch it online live. So that's just been awesome. And we're expecting a higher rate this semester because we have more new people, people who keep returning because they love the event. And so right now, our low ball is about 200 people, but we're really hoping to get between 400 and 500 that are coming to the event, and then another 200 watching online.
So where can people find out more information about iTalk?
That's an excellent question. There should be flyers and information that's going out. So if you keep your eyes out for that, we run booths and we do announcements in classes just as an entire practicum. We try and spread the word out. But we also have some social media pages such as Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook where you can find us at BYUY iTalk and some variation of that for each one.
Cool. And so when is this and where is it happening?
This is happening on Thursday, June 29th. From 7 to 9 p.m. in the MC Ballroom, specifically the middle section. So because we're expecting so many people, this sounds like an event you want to come to, you should probably show up at least 15 minutes early to get good front seats because we're expecting to fill the entire section and maybe have to open up a sides part.
Wow. That would be great.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about iTalk? It sounds like a really cool event.
Yeah, it's awesome. We have other events. But if this is something that sounds interesting to you, either because you want to be event management, which within that is logistics, promotions, and creative, which you can pick a team, whichever one you want to get experience in, and or if you want to do speaking, you have the opportunity to join. So this is a very open practicum, and it's run solely by students. So it really empowers you to be a director, an assistant director, a coach like me, an event manager. So if it's something that sounds interesting, you definitely should check it out.
Cool. Well, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.